talking with Pam Myers, who co-chairs the Aledo Rhubarb Festival, and I know a tough decision had to be made today, and the announcement is in regards to canceling the Rhubarb Festival. So just a little bit about the thought process behind that and how tough of a decision that had to be.
Yeah, it was really hard. We have been discussing it, obviously, and having it be on our radar since February and thinking, oh, by June it'll be over. And, you know, we just responsibly could not move forward. There's so much that goes into this festival, and just the sheer, you know, preparation and money outlay, we had to be forthcoming with our thoughts to our vendors and the stakeholders, and the responsibility is ultimately to keep everybody safe, and we have to lead by that. And all those people gathering just that quickly, even if it was, you know, under control so quickly, after that, it just wasn't the responsible thing to do. And it was really hard. It was a hard decision, but we feel that it was the best decision.
And I know the timing of it, when you talk about making the decision here on the 3rd of April, some people will say, well, why can't you wait down the road? And a lot of it has to do with notifying those vendors and those people well in advance of kind of what's coming down the pike, right?
Right. It's a huge responsibility in that. The outlay of money in a time when the money may not be readily available for some organizations or businesses or small groups that come, we have to be thoughtful of that. And, you know, times are tough and tough decisions have to be made. And that's why we did it early, because we knew that preparation was going to take place, you know, gathering to make pies. You know, it's just in the face of what we're facing wasn't a good idea. And so as hard as it was, it's just the safety of our visitors and our community had to take precedence.
So that means the wheels have to be in motion to make the next one a big one, and it will be a big one because the next one is year 30, right?
That's right, year 30. So there's always a light, and the light is, you know, we've come together as a community and we'll come together again, and we'll make the 30th the best. And I have the utmost optimism for that. And if we don't make the right decisions now, then our future is grimmer. So now we have to do what we have to do.